Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for May 2024 for each life path number. Before we get into it, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like a personalized numerology reading or your own personal forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path number 8, you all are going to be working with a cycle of the 3 and shark energy this month. So with the energy of the 3, there's definitely something here about self-expression. So I would say you may feel really pushed to break free from any sort of bondage that you may have, you know, maybe self-imposed, or that, you know, might be some opposition that you're getting from the external when it comes to your self-expression, and sort of finding ways to express yourself in a way that feels good and authentic for you, even with the opposition, even with sort of the fear of sort of standing out or not being accepted or not fitting in, etc. There's definitely something here that's kind of pushing you to get back to your true essence. And that's where you want to allow your expression to come from, not the need to conform or to fit in. And so, you know, a lot of times with eights, you know, 8 is a very ambitious energy. So you all are likely very good at having the greater vision and moving towards that against the odds. But, you know, there's a lot of self-doubt and lack of confidence that can come with 8 energy because it's such a big energy. And the 3 says, I want to be seen, I want to be heard, I want to be experienced. And it pushes us to find ways to do that and to find some level of comfortableness in that process, right? The 3 wants to push you in front of the spotlight, give you the microphone, and, you know, is your greatest cheerleader. And so when you move through this cycle, it's saying, you know, the 3's not interested in having you show up in a way that fits the mold. The 3 is interested in getting deep into the core of who you are and then helping you to express that, helping you to show up in that light, because otherwise it's just boring, right? It's just like trying to, you know, mimic other people. And why do we want more of that? So the 3 says, let's focus on how you can express yourself as authentically as possible and feel good about it and feel, you know, really at home in that environment of being authentically you. And sometimes we don't know what our authenticity is because we're so used to sort of hiding it because it is different. It doesn't fit in. It is misunderstood. And so the 3, when we move through a 3 cycle, gives us opportunities to really shine in the area that we are meant to shine. So definitely take advantage of those opportunities and experiences. But I will say there's likely to be some kind of uncomfortableness around it because, again, it's going to hit that part of you that is potentially used to being in the shadow because you're afraid to shine or be seen or whatever it may be. Beautiful energy. So I do hope that you take advantage of it because by doing this, it will open up doors for you that would not have opened if you were hiding this side of yourself, right? And so there can also be this energy of social interaction being highlighted this month. So you may find people coming in to support you, to help uplift you, to acknowledge you, to receive you in a way that you haven't been received before. So you could see, again, through networking, through social interactions, meeting people who really can have a great impact on whatever it is that you're trying to put out into the world. Also, this is going to be a month where, and you know, this sounds so cliche and so trite, but really to find your joy. And even through the chaos and even through the difficulties, find your joy and say yes to your own unique creativity. Say yes to the opportunities to play, to try new things, to experience new things, and to experiment and to be curious. Also, I would say to try things with new people, meet new people, put yourself out there, be vulnerable. The 3 is all about vulnerability because in order to really experience life with all of our senses and to find our joy, we have to be vulnerable. If we build up this wall and try to protect ourselves, we are actually hindering the opportunity for that joy to come through, to really see what lights us up. Also, you may find that romance is on the cards for you this month. Not necessarily potentially long-term relationships, but the opportunity for, again, play and romance and feeling lighthearted and jovial and, you know, sexy and all of the things. And so this could be a great month if you don't have a significant other to romance yourself. Take yourself on a trip, you know, do something nice for yourself. Take yourself to the spa. Splurge a little bit, whatever makes you feel good. This is a great month to do that and to get away with it. The other thing is, you know, well, let me back up. I would also say, you know, the more that you romance yourself, the more that you can romance life, right? And that life will romance you. And so, you know, don't let this just be a once in a lifetime type of thing. Like once you're in a three cycle, you romance yourself and you treat yourself elegantly. This is a thing where hopefully you'll see how beautiful and wonderful it makes you feel. And so you create time and space to do it more often and more frequently. The other thing I would say is with shark energy, this is very much aligned with this three energy, because with sharks, you know, there is this sort of like being in the depths and being in the shadows, right? And also there's this energy of being misunderstood with sharks. Sharks, I think, are probably one of the most misunderstood creatures. And so there's definitely an element here of, metaphorically, right, of fearing being misunderstood and so keeping yourself in the shadow, or fearing, being misunderstood. And so, or what you're putting out into the world not being received in the way that it was intended to be received. And so then keeping yourself from sharing that beauty, that wisdom, whatever it is. And the shark energy and the energy of the three is saying, who cares, right? Like, who cares if it's not hurting you and it's not hurting another person? Who cares if other people don't get it? Who cares if it's misunderstood? Who cares if it's not well received? If it feels good for you, and if the process of creating whatever this is feels good for you, do it. Because again, the three is all about creation and creativity. And so you could find that you are just feeling highly creative this month. And I would say, go with it, take the reins, explore it, be curious and see where it takes you. No more living in the shadows, right? I mean, there's definitely, we all have our shadow side. And of course we have to like be comfortable with it and all of those things and incorporate it. You know, the more that we can incorporate our shadow side into ourselves, the more unique and authentic we are, and the more our creativity becomes authentically ours. So again, with shark energy, you can live in the shadows, but don't hide in the shadows, right? Like, you can incorporate the shadows into your whatever, your daily life, your creativity, because oftentimes that's where the beauty lies. But don't hide there. Don't be afraid of being seen and being out in the world and sharing and expressing yourself. So beautiful energy, eights. I hope that it's a great month for you all. And this is your month to shine. So I hope you do so. Take care. Bye for now.